If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor. President Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on our talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical Engineer Frank, are you ready? Oh, I believe he's ready, and I'm ready, and we got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about bacteria hubs here in the first half of the show. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time. Because it's growing short. And today's devotional, it puts us in Proverbs 11, and it says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." That's right. So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, it is time that you do, because this invitation to spend all of eternity in paradise in the kingdom of God does have an expiration date, and it's coming up quick, coming up. So if you're reading their scriptures, you realize you're in the evil day right before the return of the Lord. So don't squander this time. If you don't know the Lord, seek his face, say the Lord's Prayer, and be found blameless on the day of judgment. Oh, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, quack report, Frank, heads up, is a little brief. First, last, and not least. Okay. Wildfires, they say, are fueling pink eye. Have you heard that, Frank? Yeah. So the Canadian wildfires have triggered a rising number of people to get conjunctivitis, also known as pink eye. So it's not infectious pink eye, but rather irritation of the conjunctiva, an allergy form. You're allergic to the chemicals and particulates in the wildfire smoke. So people with dry eye syndrome are increasingly sensitive to this and may induce eye and pain. In serious conditions, you could get some inflammation and swelling, and it could increase your risk of corneal abrasion. So bad, bad thing. Several measures can help lower irritation. Staying indoors if you got poor air quality. Don't have the air conditioner or fans blowing on your eye. Seek shelter if you need to. But air conditioning on low levels. And don't add indoor air pollution by burning anything like candles, your fireplace, or even tobacco products. What'd you say, Frank? Is the garbage they dump on the fires, they call fire suppressors, poisons. Yeah, those aren't going to be helpful. No, they're not going to be helpful. So people with the dry eye sensitivity, poor air quality affects you. Humidity affects you. So if you get less humidity in the air, that also affects dry eye folks. So if you notice your eyes are a bit drier than usual, and your tears don't seem to last as long, they dissipate more quickly, and your eyes are more irritated, more red-looking, pull down the eyelid and see how red your inflamed you're looking like there. Eye drops, you know, tears, wetting drops are good. One of my favorites is the Bausch & Lomb BioTrue, the preservative-free version. Some people are sensitive to those preservatives. And you know, there's some other, Refresh is a good one, as well, if you're using those type of over-the-counter products. My favorite thing for pink eye conjunctivitis is to use the herbal eye wash the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. Gets rid of it in a day. So you got some tools there, but be aware, smoke pollution is going to make people with dry eye more sensitive, and we need to take protective measures. And that wraps the quack report. Yes, Frank is even talking about this stuff in the chemtrails and all that nonsense. Yeah, I mean, that's not helpful. Obviously, Frank, not helpful, not at all. All right, so we're going to be talking about the bacteria hubs. That's right, because today we do understand what bacteria is. We also understand there is friendly and non-friendly bacteria. So germs is another label for unfriendly bacteria as well as other pathogens. Now, the cleaning products the industry, they've mounted a very successful marketing campaign educating their consumers on disinfecting or killing bacteria. Now, as vigilant as we may be, there is often bacteria hubs we don't think of cleaning. And the human immune system, in order to be a strong defense, needs interaction with germs or bacteria from time to time. Ultra-sterile environments can create an imbalance or an immune system issue causing allergic responses, so there has to be a healthy balance. Here's a quote from Dr. Erica von Mutiris, a health researcher, who says, "The human immune system evolves two types of biological defenses. When one defense system lacks practice fighting bacteria and viruses, perhaps from an overly sanitary lifestyle, the other system becomes too powerful and overreacts as an allergic reaction to harmless substances like pollen," end of quote. So basically, we want to make sure we get a good, healthy balance. We want to, use sanitizer, use common sense. Let's not be germaphobes out there too much. But here's another quote. This is Dr. Mark McMorris, University of Michigan Health Science System. He says, "The natural immune system does not have as much to do as it did 50 years ago because we've increased our efforts to protect our children from dirt and germs," end of quote. Yeah, so they did some studies, Frank, and they found that the Amish, who don't do inoculations at all, vaccinations, their kids have a more robust and healthier immune system than Americans that do get them. So another layer of evidence that shows you that your vaccinations don't really improve your antibodies, don't really protect you from disease, actually suppress immune system function and weaken it. All right, well, let's look in the beginning. Where did humanity discover germs? Well, history records that in the 18th century, a Belgian cloth merchant by Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, who invented a special microscope, and upon studying pond water, human saliva, and dental plaque, discovered bacteria. And he described the bacteria as, quote, little animals. However, science really didn't officially recognize bacteria really till 1860. But then you had the vaccines, and the modern world often turns to vaccines for viral and bacterial protections. However, there is evidence to suggest that such treatments don't offer infectious protection. Now, this is according to Dr. Russell Blaylock of Advanced Nutritional Concepts. He says vaccines full of powerful adjuvants can overstimulate an immune system and paralyze it. And there are numerous medical studies that were established in 2006, 2007, and 2008 that said vaccines do not protect against disease, as there is little, if any, real scientific evidence that they do. So vaccinations also do not offer lifelong immunity to certain diseases. However, if the immune system is allowed to work to overcome disease unhindered, the lifelong immunity that the disease established is well-founded. That is from the Cochrane Database of Scientific Review, 2006. So if you let your immune system work and support it with nutrition, hey, God knows what he's doing. All right, let's look at the hospital bug hub for just a moment. According to Consumer Reports, one of the biggest threats to hospital patients isn't really their disease or hospital-acquired diseases, which infects about 722,000 people annually, according to the CDC, but it's really prescription drugs and prescription errors that are the culprits. Other risks are hospital-acquired infections, surgical mistakes, and drug side effects, and human error. So reports are indicating that these risks affect 1 in 4 hospital patients, and elderly hospital patients are at a much higher risk, according to the Consumer Reports. So if you're over 65, and you're going to be at a higher risk of dying while you're at the hospital, with reports citing 180,000 hospital deaths a year. So the types of silent killer infections patients tend to pick up at their hospital are blood infections, respiratory infections, and skin infections. And Dr. Provenost, he had a study, and he showed that hospitals are not doing enough to keep patients healthy and safe. And he suggests that people should investigate their hospital infectious rating. So if the hospital does not keep track and offer a rating, or if the rating is 1 in 1,000, he says go somewhere else. He feels that patients should expect their hospital to offer minimal risk, if any, because the diseases patients acquire there are preventable. Now, the CDC states 1 in 25 patients are going to get a hospital-acquired infection. Dr. Provenost also recommends that patients and family members question everything until they receive an adequate and truthful answer. Dr. Peter Provenost, he's a medical doctor with the Adult Critical Care Unit, Johns Hopkins. He says a healthcare system that doesn't address your concerns is a risky one, end of quote. I'm going to give you a quiz. Frank, are you ready? It's quiz time. Oh, it's easy. If you guys been listening, you're going to ace it. Okay, so we understand that bacteria and viruses can survive on surfaces, depending on the pathogen, for maybe several days or weeks. Therefore, hospital surfaces are often full of pathogens. Now, I want to see if you can answer this question. Which hospital surface has been found to collect the most infectious pathogens? I'm going to give you a list, and you can pick the one. Is it the bathroom, the door handles, the patient's chart, IV poles, the floors, the hospital bed, including bed rails, bed partitions, physician stethoscope, or patient wristband? Which do you think it is? Frank. Oh, magical engineer Frank. He's got to weigh in. Weighing in, Frank. You want me to go over it again? Okay. Oh, he says the bed. Good guess, Frank. That's good. But if any of you out there answered partition, you are correct. And also the doctor's stethoscope is the second most infected item. And the reason is those items are never cleaned by hospital staff. So that little, you know, curtain that they pull between beds for privacy, they never clean that. And what you wear is also going to be an important thing to notice. Let's get into this study at Florida Atlantic University, August 2023. They found that wristbands people wear are often never cleaned. So the research was published in the August 2023 Journal of Advances in Infectious Disease, and you may recall maybe as a teenager wearing various wristbands that were cool. Some were made out of leather or maybe yarn, macrame, metal, or, you know, so forth, materials. But people ignore cleaning them. So today wristbands come in various materials, including rubber and plastic. And the scientists tested these wristbands to find 95% were contaminated. And, you know, how many times have I seen physical therapists and other healthcare professionals wearing those plastic wristbands? They got something, you know, typed on there. I don't know, maybe it's, you know, they're supporting the cancer walk or whatever. But they wear them, and they may take them off at night, but they just throw them on the dresser and they put them on the next day. Okay, so 95% contaminated these bands, and here's what they're contaminated with. E. coli found on 60% of the wristbands, pneumonia bacteria found on 30% of the wristbands, and staph infection found on 85% of the wristbands. And, you know, as a teenager, you know, girls often traded wristbands or allowed their friends to borrow them. I don't think that's a good idea. E. coli is definitely spread by fecal-oral transmission, so be aware of that. Here's a quote from Florida Atlantic University. They say, despite being worn daily, routine cleaning of wristbands is generally overlooked or simply ignored, end of quote. Now, besides wearing decorative wristbands, people also wear Apple Watches, exercise wristbands, and thermal hot or cold bands for comfort. And the scientists wanted to measure the success of cleaning agents on these type of wristbands and others. And they reported this. Lysol cleaners, 99% effective when they were allowed to remain on the surface for 2 minutes. Apple cider vinegar, 70% effective when on the surface for 2 minutes. So, you know, your Clorox wipes, your Lysol wipes and things like that, you can't just use 20 seconds to clean them. It's not going to be effective. You got to let it sit there. Now, the materials used in your wristbands can make a big difference in harboring contagious pathogens. The material of the wristband can offer surfaces for bacteria to colonize on, and researchers found that rubber and plastic wristbands harbor higher bacterial counts. And the metal, the gold and silver bands, had little to no bacteria. Also, gender was not a factor regarding bacteria loads, so it didn't matter, men or women. The other thing, I remember a report, we talked about this on the air previously, Frank, where hospitals were testing different metals for hardware at hospitals, like bed rails, doorknobs, and door pulls and stuff. And they found that if they used copper or silver, those surfaces didn't retain any pathogens for transmission. But, you know, the hospitals couldn't afford to put that throughout the hospital, so that went nowhere. Nowhere. All right, so your local bar that has a, you know, brass copper railing is kind of cleaner than the hospital. Now, how do the wristbands get so contaminated? That's a good question, right? So we can typically find your staph pathogen on the following human surfaces: your skin, inside the nose, your armpit, or your groin. So where are these wristbands going? You have to ask yourself when, you know, staph is all over them. Also, pneumonia bacteria is in the environment, so it's really easy to get on everything that way. And hospital staff, they wear these wristbands just like they wear stethoscopes, and they're just as contaminated as the partition curtain. They don't get sanitized. Here is a quote from Dr. Juanito Espiu, PhD professor of biological science at Charles Schmidt College of Science. He said, other potential forms of bacterial transmission and facilitating of infections, such as your earbuds, your headphones, your gaming controls, or your cell phones, these all similarly should be studied, he says. So these are all surfaces that can be shared amongst family and friends, and you can pick up stuff. So the idea is to cut down on transmission. So it's been reported in the scientific research that hospital-borne infections are easily avoided with proper sanitation. However, surfaces get overlooked, and the hospital staff don't check their own person for such surfaces like their wristbands and their stethoscopes that can carry these pathogens. And employee badges that hang on the hospital staff also really don't get cleaned. Keys, pens, clipboards, computer keypads, they don't get sanitized either. So hospitals are also notorious for cutting corners on disinfectants to save money, which is not good for patients. But you know what? We're 60 days away, Frank. 60 days, believe it or not, from the cold and flu season. That's right. Sugar is also our enemy due to its immune system suppression action. So October through February do contain holidays full of sweet treats and lots of alcohol, which, you know, adds to the sugar overload. So you want to be sensitive to the sugar intake and improve your pathogen resistance. Okay, this cold and flu season's right around the corner. So you want to clean your personal items that you wear and use often, and that'll help cut down on transmission. And if you want to use some herbs that strengthen immune system and heighten resistance, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They specialize in immune-boosting formulas. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They have a free product catalog. And by the way, they anticipate introducing their new website on Monday, on August the 21st. So hopefully you'll like it. You'll be able to find things more easily and maneuver and navigate with ease. So the powerherbs.com, new website coming on Monday. We're excited about that. So you'll let us know what you think so we can tweak it. We can tweak it. Thepowerherbs.com. Gosh, Frank, this month is basically toast. It's half over. Can you believe this? How fast time is flying. We're going to be in September. Ooh, and back to school. Okay, so I don't know about you and your area, but we've got, you know, school buses in training, you know, learning their routes already. So I think it's the 24th, 23rd, 24th, they go back to school in our neck of the woods here in North Carolina. And some schools have already gone back in, depending on where they're located, different counties. But so we've got kids going back to school. They're going to be picking up stuff. So it'll be cold and flu season before you know it. So just make sure you got some things on hand to empower your immune system. Some of the things I like to use are your echinacea and astragalus roots. Sometimes I'll even layer in some American ginseng for stamina and more power. And then, you know, you can use some tonics with fresh herbs of garlic and ginger and onion and things like that. Those are good for head colds and cutting phlegm. You can use thyme also for pathogens that are usually respiratory related. They got a great pneumonia kit and over there at thepowerherbs.com. They got a great pandemic kit if you want one of those. So check them out, thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call. Get a catalog, 866-229-3663. And I can see by the time we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
And we're bouncing right back from the break, and we're going to be talking about, since we kind of touched on a little bit of cold and flu, heads up, we're going to be talking about some foods that help you fight off cold and flu infections. So the average person tends to get 3 colds a year, so you may want to know how you can be more powerful preventing getting these colds and flu bugs and getting rid of them faster if you do get sick. So our modern lifestyle has been kind of sabotaged with a lot of refined foods, low in nutrition, lots of sugar. And you can fight off the common cold and flu viruses with more nutritional power in your foods and even your medicinal herbs. So whole foods are going to strengthen the walls of every cell in your body, and it helps prevent the spread of infections like viruses, and herbs can also strengthen the immune system response. So in the military, if your defenses are down, you rebuild them. So we're going to talk about how we can shore up our defenses and become strong. So some nutrition is going to be necessary for a fight if you need one. Scientific studies have documented that there are certain nutritional elements that help the human body fight viral and bacterial infections. So food sources rich in antioxidants, your vitamin A and vitamin C, your beta-carotene, your complex beta-carotenes, your flavonoids, your zinc, these tend to strengthen your defenses and help detoxify you at the same time. So currently we have a lot of documented evidence, approximately 1,400 pathogens in which less than 200 are viruses. So today they estimate that more than 2 new human virus species are really discovered each year. And at this rate, it's estimated we're going to have 10 to 40 new viruses by the year 2025. So when pathogens normally enter your body through the pulmonary, your digestive tract, or through the skin, your immune system defenses kick in. And you may realize you are getting sick when your nose gets a little stuffy or you develop some mucus or discharge or drainage. This is normal, but most people will try over-the-counter or prescription drugs to try to dry this up, get rid of the mucus, but it dries the mucus membranes and it interferes with the normal immune response. So the discharge is really uncomfortable and it's unsanitary. However, it is cleansing the pathogens. And it's part of your immune system defense. It's kind of similar to bleeding. When you cut your finger, your blood actually cleanses the wound before it coagulates. So you're going to want to use nutrition that's going to work with your immunity, shorten your duration of the infection, and help you with those symptoms that are very uncomfortable. The mucus really is part of the immune defense. It's encapsulating infectious agents so it doesn't spread. Our job is to get rid of the mucus. So let's look at this common cold arsenal. Modern science has identified 200 rhinoviruses, and three are influenza markers. And these pathogens create what are known as self-limiting conditions, which means the disease is going to run a two-week course depending on the strength of your immune system. So there are a few pantry items that may be of great help. According to the American Society for Alternative Therapies, you can assist your immune system using the following: garlic, onion, leafy greens, beets, peppers, pineapple, which has a lot of bromelain in it, which is an enzyme that cuts phlegm. So if you got phlegm, pineapple's helpful. Citrus, cayenne, and horseradish are on the list. So these are all going to have vitamin A, B, C, and E, lots of selenium, bioflavonoids, and zinc for your immune system support. So those foods are going to help you shorten that duration of illness. And a lot of people say, you know, use lemons if you have a cold. This is Francis Gollard. He's an author of Super Healing Foods. And he says, if you make a lemon fizz, it'll cut your cold short, so you'll get over it quicker. He says, you make your lemon fizz by dissolving 2 teaspoons of baking soda in 1/2 cup of boiling water, and then you stir in the juice of 1/2 of a fresh lemon, and you put that into cold water, and then you combine the mixtures and watch them fizz. And so the lemon has live antioxidants and enzymes and bioflavonoids and vitamin C. So lemon fizz sounds pretty good. If you're not allergic to lemons, you can use that. Other tips, if you have some eucalyptus oil on hand, a lot of health food stores do have it, and they offer it in blended oils. So you can put a little dab of this oil in the palm of your hand, rub your palms together, cup them over your nose and mouth, and breathe deeply. So when you breathe in, the oil helps to kill bacteria in the nasal and bronchial passages, and it reduces a lot of swelling of the tissue. So this is very helpful, especially if you're wanting to go to bed at night. It helps open up the airway. So I like to use that oil. Nature's Sunshine makes a good one. It's called Taifu, and it's got eucalyptus and cedar and camphor and all these wonderful little beautiful elements, and it's one of those things I like for bronchitis and pneumonia, and any kind of bronchial infection, and it gives a very relaxing feeling. So, you know, it's great at night if you're trying to sleep, so highly recommend that. So let's look at some natural ingredients that can work almost like an antibiotic for you to help kill infections. Garlic, no doubt, and onion offer the power of an antibiotic because of its ability to decongest you and kill bacteria and viruses. Very broad spectrum. So garlic's antiviral, bacterial, and fungal. Onion is cousin to the garlic, so you can definitely lay that in. Sometimes I'll add ginger and horseradish, a little jalapeno, and man, you got something that's really going to blow those infections out of the water. So if you want to eat 2 to 4 cloves of garlic and follow it by eating maybe some parsley that has chlorophyll, that will freshen the breath. Sometimes you can use a little clove, one of those little clove peppercorn cloves, and stick it between tooth and gum, and it freshens your breath too. Clove is what they put in smoker's gum, so it's automatically breath freshening. But onion, getting back to onion, it's very excellent. It breaks up phlegm and mucus, so has a lot of allicin in it, a compound that fights cold-causing bacteria. And you can add a teaspoon of minced garlic and diced onion to your salsa if you want to eat it that way. The circulatory action of the capsaicin in the salsa is going to magnify the benefits of the garlic and the onion and take it around the system quickly. And fresh pineapple juice contains that enzyme bromelain, also very good for respiratory symptoms, cold and flus. Drinking green tea is also a great antioxidant to support immunity if you don't have any sensitivities to the tannic acids that green tea and caffeine tend to have. Also, let's just look at an old folk remedy, too, which I think is interesting. During the 1800s and early 1900s, our pioneers would use fried onions wrapped in flannel and apply it to the chest at night. Raw onion slices were also placed on the soles of the feet and worn with wool socks overnight. So the old wives' tale was that the therapy works overnight to break up the infection and clear the fever. So, interesting, huh? I'd rather eat the onions, I think. And then let's talk about chicken noodle soup. Remember that? Hey, did your grandma make you chicken noodle soup, Frank? Well, that's one of my mom's favorite things to do is make grandma's chicken noodle soup, okay? And, you know, if you get the flu and you get colds, you're not really hungry. You're hungry, but you don't know what you want to eat. You're staring at the stuff in the fridge. You go, nothing seems to hit me, you know? And the reason is your body really doesn't want you to eat a bunch of solid food because it needs that energy that it would use to digest that solid food to give to the immune system to get you well. So if you do eat something, it's light, maybe a liquidy broth. And Frank says, yep, the bones and the garlic. Oh, yeah, putting those chicken bones in the soup. Well, you can go down the aisle and see chicken noodle soup, but I'm not talking about any of those. I mean, if you have homemade, it's better. But when you're sick with cold and flu, you kind of just want the broth. Okay, rich with nutrition. And so sometimes, you know, if you want to, if you're just limited on time and what you have, you can use that Lipton's chicken noodle soup in the box, the dehydrated stuff. And then you add water and you kind of heat it up and you simmer it. Throw in a big scoop of garlic on low simmer and then pour some soup in a bowl and let it cool just a little bit. And then, and you can just sip on the broth. You really don't need to eat the noodles at all if you don't want to. But I also like to add a few drops of the Echinacea Deluxe formula from Apothecary Herbs because it just energizes the system because of the cayenne in it. It also has some lovely echinacea. And this is really the only time I'll add a tincture to something warm. And but scientific studies have shown that there is truth to grandma's chicken noodle soup helping people feel better from cold and flus. Majority of the benefit really is provided by the garlic that's added to the soup. Grandma usually puts a lot of it in there. So if you make your own chicken noodle soup, make sure you put a big scoop of minced garlic in there. And just on the low simmer for the last couple of minutes and just do what I just said. It's just lovely. You get some nutrition going, and the immune system can handle what you just put in there. So, you know, I like to gang up on these flu bug pathogens and kick them to the curb when they come on. And keep in mind, you know, you go to your doctor, and they go, well, you got the flu or you got a cold, and it's just, you know, it's going to run its course, and you usually have incubation periods of about 5 to 7 days. And what that means is your body's been introduced to the pathogen, and it's working on an antibody. It's getting chemical messages from your system on what type of pathogen this is. It's looking to see if it has an antibody in storage that can adapt it to fit the new strain. And usually when you start to feel yucky, that's when your immune system has just attacked the pathogen. And there's a war going on in your body. And then the fever hits you. And I know, nobody likes fevers. They don't feel good during a fever. Moms would, you know, give you baby aspirin when you're a kid. It would take the fever down a notch and you'd feel more comfortable, but you're going to be sicker longer because the immune system has to have a fever in order to kill infections. There's temperature-specific antibodies going on, so you don't want to shut off the fever. The real trick and the secret is to keep drinking fluids when you have a fever. Keep the fever wet. Get in baths a couple times a day for that achy feeling, and it helps with the flu aches and pains. And you'll get over the flu typically in 2 days. You know, forget this 5 and 7 day stuff. And nobody, Frank, nobody can be out of work or school more than 3 days. They are so pressured to get back to work and back to school. So what happens is people are going back sick if they're taking over-the-counter stuff. They are totally not, you know, ready to be back at work. And they're infecting other people. So use your echinaceas and astragalus roots. These are all your immune support. So if you're going to the powerherbs.com website or if you're looking through their catalog, my favorite for upper head colds and sinusitis issues is the Echinacea Deluxe. If you have bronchitis or the pneumonia type of congestion, then I like to switch also to the pneumonia kit. And then I like to layer in that Typhoo oil. If you have coughs that are keeping you up and you got lots of production on the cough, you don't want to shut the cough off and suppress it with a bunch of codeine. Because the cough's necessary for you to purge the mucus, but you can tone it down a little bit at night so you get some sleep by taking thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, and it has a natural germicide in the plant that helps with pulmonary-type infections. So you've got a storehouse of things and tools at your disposal. Learning how to use them, this is a good time to learn. The folks at Apothecary Herbs like to educate you on products, so with every product you get an info sheet that explains a little bit more about how the herb is beneficial. So you will eventually be a connoisseur and know what formula you need when you start to feel under the weather. You'll know if it's a bacterial or a viral infection. That's how good you're going to get at it. Okay. Now, viruses tend to come on suddenly, okay, within a few hours. One of the things I like to use to kind of nip things in the bud, if you feel a little fatigue, you know, coming on, you just feel like not quite 100%, you don't know, you're not sure what it is. Then I like to use a product called Three Amigos, and it's three formulas that have a lot of synergistic action, and they help nip a lot of those pathogens in the bud, but you want to take it as soon as you can. So if you want to nip things in the bud, the Three Amigos pack at Apothecary Herbs is my pick. So you have some options there. Now, if you're looking for an anti-inflammatory action, you can use willow bark and MetaSweet, and that would be their pain anti-inflammatory formula. I wouldn't go overboard on that with fevers, especially with little kids, because of salicin content. So, or if they have chicken pox, you definitely want to avoid that aspirin element. So aspirin's made from salicin. So you don't want to suppress things you shouldn't and go overboard and don't take it with chicken pox. So, all right. So we got some tools. Get some heads up. We can, you know, get stocked up. We got a Labor Day sale coming up soon, so this will be a perfect time to stock up for the fall nonsense that's coming, and you'll be empowered for sure. All right, we got a few minutes, so I'm going to shift gears, and we're going to talk about some foods that can help if you have a bit of anxiety out there. There's some foods you want to avoid and some foods you might want to, you know, build your system up with to help you cope with things a little better. Because a lot of people tend to have some anxiousness going on. They're very concerned about their future, about the nation. So we can all be concerned, but we just don't want to be fearful. So fearful things and thoughts can really undermine our immune system function and trigger other things. So let's just try to keep positive or neutral and notice any stressful things that make you more anxious and try to avoid them. I would definitely recommend avoiding sugars and alcohols and things like that because they just make things worse with regards to anxiety, panic attacks, and depression, that kind of thing. So let's look at some statistics real quickly. 40 million Americans struggle with anxiety. Most common disorder and the numbers of cases of this with depression are rising. 18% of the population seem to report this, if not more. 4 million will receive treatment from the regular AMA doctors. That's 400,000 people are going to be put on prescription drugs for it. It appears there are about 3.6 million people experiencing malpractice from licensed medical physicians regarding this area of medicine. So anxiety seems to be more likely for females than men, but men do get it. Females suffer from anxiety and stress twice the rate as men do. So anxiety seems to be the number one mental health issue for also senior citizens. So all this anxiety costs our economy over $50 billion a year and 88% in lost productivity at the workplace. So And so you got panic disorders, you got obsessive compulsive disorders, generalized anxiety disorder, post-traumatic stress disorders. These are all part of this umbrella of anxiety-related syndromes. So the modern medicine approach is prescription drugs. So about 65% of Americans get on the prescription drugs, and 43% are mind-altering meds. So these folks, if they're taking these drugs, they may have some addictive effects. And every year there's 3.3 billion prescriptions dispensed in North America alone, which is 12 times the U.S. population for these type of medicines. So every man, woman, and child should be on 12 prescription bottles sitting in their kitchen counter for this kind of thing. The two most popular anti-anxiety drugs tend to be Paxil and Zoloft, and that's like $7 billion a year for the drug companies. Other addictions, if we aren't addicted to the prescription drugs, then we tend to be addicted to recreational drugs. 42% of the population are using illegal substances to help them cope, and the drugs aren't helpful. And since sometimes another crutch is used is alcohol. Canada has a real problem. 72% of their population uses way too much alcohol just to cope with their day. So here's the foods before we run out of time. Here's the foods you might want to avoid. Some foods inflame anxiety conditions. Things like caffeine has this psychotropic action and will help improve mood, but only in small doses. Don't overdo it. So the problem is people are not getting small doses of caffeine. They're drinking large amounts of caffeinated beverages, and that can tend to bring on an anxiety attack. Caffeine overload can mimic a psychiatric condition. So if you are prone to anxiety, limit the caffeine. That means tea, coffee, energy drinks, that kind of thing. If you suffer from anxiety, it may be the result of caffeine toxicity. That's a possibility. So you can wean off your caffeine and see if the anxiety improves or is completely resolved. Now, how come this tends to happen? Well, according to Dr. Thomas Udide, he's a National Institute of Mental Health physician, some people have brains which are more sensitive to caffeine, and to them, caffeine acts like a drug. So people with this kind of sensitivity may only be able to tolerate maybe half a cup of tea or coffee per week. Alcohol was also a culprit in triggering anxiety, even though people will drink it and they'll get a relief, a feeling of being relaxed, but that tends to wear off and then they're anxious. So alcohol will wear off and it mimics withdrawal effects that take place, can trigger a panic attack because it affects the neurotransmitters in the brain. So, you know, drowning yourself in alcohol for anxious feelings is only going to exacerbate the anxiety. It's not recommended. Also, some studies have shown that people suffering from anxiety can relieve it by eating something sweet. So we normally comfort ourselves with foods because it triggers pleasure centers in the brain. So the old folktale remedy was to take a spoonful of honey before bed to relieve stress and anxiety. You can use molasses too if you have that. Now, recent research has proven that sugar or carbohydrates can calm the brain and can act as a sedative. This works in most people. However, there are a few which encounter the opposite effect, so be aware of that. There are a few tricks to using sugar to calm the brain. Sugar works faster than a carbohydrate, so sugary drinks with no caffeine in them work faster within 5 minutes. Carbohydrate foods will take up to an hour to take effect. They have to be digested. So how much do you need to take? Well, according to Judith Wortman, she's a researcher at MIT, and also Richard Wortman, he's a neuropsychologist there. He says about 2 cups of cereal, no milk or sugar added, or 9 ounces of a beverage should do the trick. Don't mix protein with your carbs, so no milk or meat. And it will take longer for the high-fat foods like candy or desserts to work. So lollipops, sour balls, mints offer fast relief for long stress-filled periods, which you may experience maybe at work or at other times. So it's worth it. I would take the sugary, you know, sour ball over Prozac any day. Also, the Egyptians used onion before bed to encourage a relaxed state and better sleep. Well, the question is, does it really work? Well, yellow and red onions have a lot of quercetin, which is an antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory compound, which acts as a sedative, according to a French study. So, yeah, they do work. Herbs that also help you work through this anxiety. People have used things, combo herbs. They may use valerian root and skullcap and Oregon grape root, St. John's wort, guttacola, ginkgo. There's a bunch of herbs that work. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, we're running out of time, do have a section for anxiety and panic attack and depression. They have an emotional stress formula that's very helpful. They also have valerian root by itself, which is good for anxiety, panic attacks. And they also have a product called relaxation formula that also is very helpful, so can improve sleep. So those are several formulas to look at. And if you have any questions, just call them up or send them an email off the website, thepowerherbs.com. And that way you could probably deal with your day much better, much healthier, without any addictive side effects, and be well, right? That's the whole thing. It's about being well. So thepowerherbs.com is the website. If you want to give them a call, it's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And again, thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for their free newsletters. You'll be empowered each week in email. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.